A $114 million funding boost over 4 years has been announced today to help combat domestic violence, family violence and abuse. And New Zealand is in the unenviable position of having one of the highest rates in the OECD. Earlier today on the panel, Dr. Ange Jury, the Chief Executive of Women's Refuge, said there were many gaps to be filled and that we know we have a serious problem with violence among our ethnic and refugee communities. Well, one of the groups hoping that some of that financial assistance comes their way is Shakti New Zealand, a national not-for-profit organisation and refuge, which specialises in working with our ethnic communities, helping with women, children and families of Asian, African and Middle Eastern origin and others. Margie Argaled has been working for Shakti for 8 years and she's with us now. Kia ora, good evening, Margie.
Good evening, Karen.
Shakti started off in a tiny room in South Auckland. Now you have seven branches nationwide. How big an issue is domestic violence in our ethnic, migrant and refugee communities?
It is definitely a significant issue, but it's so common. It's a day-to-day experience that we don't talk about it. It's just there. It's just around us. Sometimes you don't even consider abuse as abuse. So how will we even start talking about it?
So what is different about violence and abuse in other cultures or the ways of dealing with it? What are some of the problems that people are facing?
In ethnic communities, there's a huge, the culture is very essential in this in this mahi, because you see, the way we see domestic abuse, a lot of our domestic abuse cases are culturally sanctioned, or there's, you know, we come from cultures or traditions that are mainly patriarchal. You know, you see in our communities, who stands or who speaks for us. It's so obvious, isn't it? Men. We believe it's a gendered issue, but many in our communities don't believe it is. So prevention work, because I know that this funding is mainly geared towards prevention work, will look very differently in a lot of the communities in New Zealand. We believe that what works great in one community or culture does not necessarily mean it will work with others, because we are different and it's okay to be different. So approaches have to be different.
Right, so we're looking at cultures where there's a patriarchy and equality has a different meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And it's about control. So that's a big, big problem. And you're seeing that in your work.
Yes, it's a big problem. And sometimes it's very difficult to talk about it, because when you talk about control or patriarchy, how can you even start talking about that? There's not a huge understanding about it or awareness about it, because as I said, it's been part of us from when we were children, you know. So the awareness part is just a beginning. So when you talk about prevention work, it has to be geared towards, you know, men taking accountability and victims being fully supported.
In the funding package that was announced by the government today, there was a lot of talk about supporting programs of prevention and education and this teaching of mm-hmm. empathy and respect. But from what you're saying, it would be more like intervention.
It has to have an intervention aspect to it, because when you talk about prevention, prevention work in the community, it's just so difficult to explain that in ethnic communities, it's I cannot even imagine. For example, a community that does not acknowledge or accept that family violence exists, or that it is a gender-based issue, how will you even start talking about prevention work? If a community does not acknowledge or accept that there are culturally sanctioned abuse, how will you even start prevention work? So it has to be. It has to come with intervention, because women stand against ethnic women stand against domestic violence, that is a huge message already.
Yes, when we're talking domestic violence in the sense that everybody understands, this is physical violence, emotional abuse. Can you give us an outline of what is actually going on?
There's obviously the physical abuse. We all know that, psychological abuse. But when we talk about, ethnic communities, there's dowry abuse, there's forced marriage. And we see that every time there's forced and underage marriage, we have current cases working. We have working currently with cases like that. There's the female genital mutilation. And there is an awareness program in New Zealand talking about this. It means that it's an issue in New Zealand. All these things are all domestic abuse, family violence. But we don't hear that often. We hear about physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, very terrible, serious issues. But in ethnic communities, there's a lot of underlying cultural practices, traditions, beliefs, worldviews that actually frame domestic violence.
And so how does Shakti deal with this when this is presented to you? Can you get involved with education in regard to speaking to that family and to the members of that family? Or, where do you go?
I think as I said earlier, it would have to be for us. We believe that, when victims stand up, that is already a message. When perpetrators take accountability, that is a message. When they are given platform to actually talk about their experiences, they would be the best people to actually, create awareness. But in the end, really, nobody will stand up. Nobody will talk about it if there is no service directly towards perpetrator accountability and victim support.
But even
it's very important. Direct services are very important.
Even if there was a service, would they stand up? Would they?
Yes. It's not easy. But many, many, many ethnic women victims have stood up, have spoken, and they will. But obviously not many will also actually do that because they would just want to have like a quiet, peaceful life, especially if there are children involved. And we understand that, but there are many, many courageous, brave women who do.
Well, you have
again, it has to be done in a very safe manner.
Absolutely. I totally understand that. And you have this 24-hour helpline crisis number for anyone who might need help. What is that for anyone who is perhaps listening? They might be feeling unsafe and need someone to talk to.
Yes, so it's a 24/7 crisis line. It's not necessarily when women are in crisis, but it's called crisis line. But if anyone who would just want to inquire, ask information, could be for themselves, for a friend, neighbor, colleague, somebody they know in the community, so anybody can call. Definitely police, other community organizations, the HDS have used the service. So we would like as many people to know about this service as possible.
What is that number, Margie? Do you know it?
It is
It's Shakti, isn't it? 0800
yes.
SHAKTI, whatever that translates to in numbers. I always have difficulty with that too. Have to look at my phone. But we'll make sure that we have the numbers for that, and I'll announce it before the end of the program. But thank you very, very much.
Yes, I'll just say it. It's 0800-742-584. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Margie. Good to talk to you. It's Margie Agaled, who works for Shakti.